Hello everyone, it's Red News Podcast 273. It is the end of season. I do not want this to be the last pod we ever do. I don't want this to be the ever game we ever sell at. So please, your mojo's down, but support the mag if you can. Right, this is an unusual one because we're not going to do an end of game one because haven't we fucking had enough? So we're going to predict. I'm going to go, oh, it was better than I thought, but it was still shit. Probably 1-2. If there is a God, he's fucking right royally taking the piss out of me. I know you're all fed up with Bridges stories, but I walked across Media City's bridge and it wobbles. Who designs a bridge that wobbles in the first place? The wind's coming in and I just thought, I've had enough now. So then we go to the end of season review at the end of this that we did on Friday night. So stick with it because it's quite good. I've got a few things before I go to Ben Zaden and Nathan. There's an argument that Wednesday could have papered over the cracks. We shall see. But my mojo, my melancholy, is really low. The greatest commodity in the world is sleep. And I've had about 20 hours in the last 6 days. So I feel down about the pitch, on pitch. I feel really down about off pitch. Hiya, you're right. Oh, thank you. I feel really down about off pitch and the suits, and that's made it all worse. It's been the worst ever treatment we've ever had, and I feel down that this could be the last time we ever sell. So it's not just helped. I don't want to close the mag down, so that'll be the latest thing. And I'm upset that we're selling Garnaccio. I know there was a few people I've spoken at the weekend. We had the two do's, which were good, but people saying Garnaccio, you know, like, oh, he's petulant, he's a brat. He's a bloke who gets us off our feet. Thank you. He gets us off. He's exciting. He's so young. And I just feel, I have major doubts about Cunha. We'll see. Hopefully, because it's just my mood, that in a year's time we say, what a signing. As I say, I'd rather sign someone else. We don't know where this is heading, but we're asked, again, trust the process. And I just feel fatigued. And the lowest point I'll be is if we even fucking contemplate about selling Manu. We know that this summer now is huge. I just want to switch off from it for quite a while. And fair play McTominay, because there is a life after United now. Gordon McQueen's 99% players would walk on broken glass and the only way down is after United. You know, whether you argue that it was ultimately good or, you know, worth staying, that kid is fucking bouncing his tits off going, yeah, I've shown them.
Yeah.
So Garnaccio, sorry, pronunciations, can impact a game. There's 9 other droids in that side who can't, and I feel a bit gutted. So I will trust. I've had enough of that song. I don't want to hear the song for a couple of months, and I will keep the faith. But what am I keeping in the faith in? Because it's not the players, it's not the suits. Yes, I will with the manager, but it's the crest of the fans. And we've taken repeated on and off kickings this season. And like, I feel angry and the whole thing. Erwin made the point that Cantona, he said, when was the last time we signed to a big Van Persie, a big player off our rivals, to make a statement? You know, them signings we make are ones for the future, spunk money again. When do we ever do that? And it's just started to rain, Nathan, isn't that? That's a fucking... So you only got back yesterday. How are you, mate?
I'm all right. I think I'm just glad that, you know, I obviously had a great trip. I made it when I was to and fro about going at all. And I only did it because I wanted to do it as a proper trip rather than just for the game, because I knew that, obviously, it had put a down on it if we lost, and we did, but it didn't ruin it as a trip in itself, do you know what I mean? In terms of today, I was thinking before that the only, not good thing, but is that thankfully, obviously I wish that Wednesday had gone the other way, but thankfully, you know, today is a nutter dead rubber. No one gives a shit. But I'm just so glad that we made it to Wednesday, so that we've only having one of these. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know that, you know, the other league games building up to the final, you know, that they were played with no intent or anything. But at least we had Wednesday to look forward to. Today is the only game that it's like literally means nothing.
And yeah.
We could have been so much. We could have
we could have had this a month ago.
Do you know what I mean? So I'm not saying that's an upside, but do you know what I mean? It could have been worse in that respect.
Yeah. The Hoyland argument, I've just met someone who knows his good mates with his dad, and he said the whole mood is they're trying to keep his feet on the ground. They're trying to tell him it's not been as bad as you've think it is, because you're getting the press abuse and all that. And I was like, well, and I said, tell the dad just, and I was thinking, I was literally clutching a straw, like, tell him it could get better next season. I thought, fucking hell. Yeah, it's just like, what a weird bonkers, ultimately, you know, Wednesday, well, summing it up, the 66 like, yeah. quid, the players, you know, like, I'm sure we'll to get into the prediction for today. Bye-bye Lindelof, you know, bye-bye Eriksen, to, like, ultimately summing up this era. You know, they're not bad people, they're not ultimately, they're just not good enough here. And, you know, Lindelof's overstayed his welcome, he was getting games when he shouldn't have been playing recently. What's your prediction today, Nathan? And what's your post-match?
They're going to lose.
So I'm speaking to you after the game. What do you make of it?
I can't see it. Like, Villa have got something to play for, haven't they? And we've not. Like, and Villa are going to go out there. I think they'll win 3 or 4 today.
Jesus.
I do.
Imagine the mood.
Dude. Well, I'd be interested to see how many people actually turn up today. I can see it being not half empty, but yeah. I think there's going to be a lot of people who are going to think, you know what, I can't be bothered. I think, just in general, like the other week when...
Spursitis.
There's McClanner. When Nick said about...
That's the same shirt, Chucky. You could have changed.
I've got two of them.
When Nick said the other week about, was the final bigger for us or for Spurs?
You, mate,
and
you're
I just think this summer, you know, fundamentally, we are so close to being utterly broken. Do you know what I mean? Like say Garnacho's going to go. The idea that Bruno's going to go, like that, I think that could happen. Do you know what I mean? Like, and the Bruno's words in the week about it, basically saying he's willing to go if it will help the club. I think that's him giving the green light, saying yeah, I'll go. Do you know what I mean? Like, and I know that we need to do a rebuild, but and I know that sometimes Bruno himself can be a bit frustrating, but it could go really bad. Just saying about Bruno, like, there's a real chance that he's going to go.
Yeah, but maybe, you know, like, if we are rebuilding, then sometimes you have to do brutal things, you know. The Chucky joke was he wore that shirt last night, so he said, but he's got two of them. You wouldn't recognise Chucky, really, would he? He was in O'Shea's watching Celtic Aberdeen, and only one person recognised him. Hoyland, the sad thing is, Spurs League Cup, I mentioned, 5 minutes in, you know the defender's got the better of him. And that is ultimately, you know, he doesn't win the battles. He's raw. It's not his fault. He's young, but it's ultimately summed up. But it's such a mad season.
Yeah, we should. But then
we've had Anthony gone. We've had Rashford gone. You know, you don't even blink, and there is the 80 million signing on loan somewhere else, doing well because he's not got the pressure.
And you could have 100 stories. Greenwood.
Yeah,
and you know he's done well. Well, obviously, I'd never want to see him again here because of everything else.
Yeah,
but you know, if you're thinking about it financially, we could make a lot of money off the players who aren't here anymore.
Well, there's financial results in, I think, 2 weeks, which will give us more of an indication of how much money with the PSR and all that. But ultimately, like, we all need a break, you know, like, just how little we'll have to spend and what it could be. Euro and Maguire are excellent. Euro gives me a lot of hope. You know, moment of the season, I'm going to ask you all this, and sorry, Ben, like, but Delo's miss West Ham was ultimately a very significant... He's in! Oh, fucking hell, what has he done? You know, and then VAR screws Eric over. I'm not saying it had been any different, but we might have won a cup. And I've never internalised more than just jacking everything in than since 05, but even more than 05 with the treatment the way it is. You know, so I'll feel better. You know, you've got a smile, gallows humour and all that, but ultimately the Reds who've stuck by it this season, you lot fans, all the games you've had, fair fucks. And like, there are, I mentioned in the next bit, you know, there are horror stories. We had a great time in Bilbao, but there's a group of lads who paid 650, you know, schoolboy error, €650. They were an hour away to be dropped off in Bilbao, picked up after the game. The lad did the runner after the game, didn't pick them up. They then had a mad scramble. People missed flights. People have been, you know, like, so there's all, we can say, oh, that was a great day, but ultimately a lot of people haven't and they'll be paying for that. Ben, sorry, mate. So what's your, what was the game like?
Well, just now I've calmed down a little bit from a sweary
have
podcast.
Have we got a swear meter here?
I don't know. I think Nathan is the resting one, don't we? But no, I just still turn up, didn't we? Didn't turn up. It was just, I don't know, just sums up our season. Just everything that we thought it might be, you know, we thought we might go out there, you know, give it our all and everything. It just didn't happen. We just whimpered out of it. Everything was just a whimper. There was no fight there, you know. All right, fair enough, the last 10-15 we might have put it in a little bit, you know, started going for it a bit more, but even then, you know, that wasn't like, it didn't seem like on the TV, I know you guys were there, but on the TV it didn't seem like the players were really wanted to bust the gut too much. It was like, yeah, it was more hit and hope more than anything, you know.
I think the worst bit was that Spurs were very much there for the taking.
As I said on my bit of the podcast, they were all that great. You know, we made them look a little bit decent. We made them look like, to their credit, that they wanted it a little bit more than us. They've put that up a bit of extra fight in, and they defended superbly, to be fair. You know, we didn't give them any aggro until Maguire went up with that. Is it Pedro Porro? Is that his name?
Yeah, yeah.
That their centre half. They had a bit of a. That's the only time you saw any real tussle from a United player, you know, just trying to muscle in and all that. And then obviously you've had the. Like I said, like on the end of the last podcast, we're on a bit of a self-destruct. And now it seems like the players are on a little bit of a self-destruct as well. Garnacho saying what he said after the game and everything. Yeah, I get the kids disappointed, but you got to think how much football that kid at his age played. Under Ferguson, he wouldn't have played half as many games. He'd have been protected.
Yeah, but on devil's advocate, because I'm backing him, where a lot of people last night weren't, if he knows a month ago that the manager don't rate him and don't fancy him, why not come out pissed off? We were pissed off, so
well,
why shouldn't have played?
I agree with that. And on his brother as well. I know his brother's been getting a lot. But to be fair to him, though, but a lot of people don't know, he's actually quite a decent guy deep down because he was one, when I had my mental health problems, he was one of, like you, Barney, he was one of the first to reach out. He DM'd me and everything, you know. And he's been really good with little man and everything. So, like, you know, there is two sides to people. Yes, you see, the aggro that he might cause a little bit online. But Garnacho's done the same himself. He's not the first manager Garnacho's liked tweets about and said things about online, you know. We had it with Ten Hag. I love Garnacho. Zane's Garnacho's one of Garnacho's biggest fans.
Yeah.
And I said online yesterday on X and that, it'd be devastating if Garnacho goes, you know. But at the end of the day, I've got a fear that some of our proper decent youngsters, we might be going down the route where we're going to have to sell in these, you know, just to compete with PSR and have the cash to buy players.
Well, I've got some.
That's my main fear. I don't want to see Maynard go. I don't want to see Garnacho go.
I mean, like, that will be the McTominay. You can argue because he's been here lots and lots, but what a story for him. But
I'm pleased for him. I'm buzzing for him.
If we become, you know, like a Chelsea just buying academy, not even like trusting them, then what's it all for? If you're going to, you know, brand it off, you know, we've had this many games, then you've got to give them the chance. But I'm going to ask you a few questions. So, what did you think of the game that you've not yet seen? Score?
Probably. Well, I'm going to go for a score prediction first. I'm going to go 2-1 Villa. And I don't like ever going against United.
Zayden?
I think scores have been. No.
Okay. So you're also saying, sorry, we're now recording. As typical fucking Red News fuck show, the batteries are running out. You're saying goodbye to good mates. There'll be people whose last ever game, or, you know, one of their last ever games because they called it quits.
Well, no, Zayden,
apologies for the win, people.
Zayden's mate Callum, who is his school friend. They've known each other since they started primary school. Fellow Stretford Ender, Callum. He's jetting off to America with his family. They've got a. His dad's been offered a great position at Amazon over in America, so they're going for it. They're not giving the season tickets up, they're keeping it, and obviously they've got people that are going to use it throughout the season, and when they come back for over Christmas time, see family and friends, they're going to obviously come and see the games as and when they can. So good luck to them, I say.
You got to try.
There is a couple of mates that I know that have jacked it in this year. They've had enough. You can understand why. A couple of them are losing their tickets, like you say, in the South Stand as well, for that fucking you know, behind the bench there for their fucking, they're selling for 400, 500 quid tickets and whatever. So unfortunately,
there's a reader who's been going since 65 and he's heartbroken, and I feel like, you know, like the weirdest, I'm going to ask you a few set questions, everyone, but the weirdest moments of the season are multiple Nana. Like, why is he doing that? I've never seen a goalie do that, and I can't, I watched the goal like in some flagellistic beating my back with a fucking virtual stick yesterday, just watching the goal again and going, why is he jumping over it?
My
worst moment of the season is when I had about the 66 quid and the South Standard. So, right, a few things. Who would you sign, Nathan? If you could sign.
Really don't know, to be honest.
What do you think, Acuña?
It can't be any worse. I've got zero hope. To be honest,
this could be bad next season. That's where I'm. This could be very.
I put the question out on Extra today about Angel Gomez. He's a obviously he's a free transfer, he's a free agent, free player now. But cost a word of wages, right? An England international, could he come back and do a job? You know, when look at the strength in depth, squad depth. You know, with Eriksen going, possibly Casemiro out of that central midfield area. Maybe a couple, you never know who else, but could he maybe come back?
Gallows humour, you know that list that was going around of all the top players who are going on free transfers? I was looking at it going, yep, he's better than him. You know, he's better than what we got. Well,
The purse strings are really, really tight. Is there something, maybe an option there to maybe go in and go
well,
again?
Kevin De Bruyne would want to move house. So.
Jack Grealish, right? I don't know, Jack. Would you sign? If there's anyone's Aiden or... Have a think about
I don't think you really
know. Your highlight of the season?
Seeing these young players come through, you know, like, yeah. Obviously, seeing Chino Obi coming through, and Fredrickson, Tyler Fredrickson especially, and Harry Amass. Loving Lenny Yoro in Aiden Heaven as well. There's reason to be positive. There's a couple of youngsters there.
He gets me going.
Just to go out on a tangent as well, just to put it to the women's side, at least the women have got Champions League football next season. Yes, they've got to still qualify. They were through the first stage of qualify. Arsenal won yesterday. And they were the same position that United are now. And they're the first team to ever go from that stage of qualification all the way through to win it. So it just shows you that... Yeah. You know,
highlight. I've got three. Fulham, 10 o'clock, top of the league for 17 hours. Never look back. Leon, obviously. And 6 o'clock tonight. Highlight of the season. Selling in the rain.
I think we can only just cling to the European games, can't we? You know, like, and we got to Bilbao. That's, you know, that was what we aimed for, and we managed it. And obviously, ultimately, the game didn't go the way we wanted to, but we managed to get there, and we personally had a lovely day.
Yeah.
The Leon game as well, must be fair, at Old Trafford.
Yeah.
That was Bilbao away.
And we still had a few moments, the City win, you know. That's what this club can do, even out of shit. We've opened up 7 mags this season and 4 have rained, so just a bar humbug. What a kick in the bollocks for the mag. Player of the season?
I think, like I was saying before, I think if it wasn't for Bruno, God knows where we would have been. Do you know what I mean? So you've got to give it to him, because there's been times
and
where...
And he's not been as good this season as last, I know.
Generally, if he'd not have got us out of some shit, God forbid, what could have happened. So you've got to give it to him, I think. Yoro does look good. It's just not very good, is it? Do you know what I mean?
We're struggling after that, exactly. Really. Third, fourth, Maguire.
Maguire,
and then you're really struggling.
Bruno for me, but as Dave just said there, Lenny Yoro would be the close second for me. He's been the standout signing.
Let's not break him before he moves to Madrid in 2 years time. Who's your player of the season? Bruno. I don't think there's any argument. Your worst moment of the season. Don't worry, be happy, Zen.
Well, you know, it's 3 hours before kickoff, wherever it is, and the queue for the hospitality is winding round the corner, so the club are happy.
I walked across the forecourt yesterday, because I've been up in my non-sleeping week, and I don't think I've ever seen the forecourt as busy on a United match day. It was literally hundreds of people. How are you, mate? How are you doing?
What do you reckon?
Today, I think it'll be maybe 1-0 to us.
Next season,
probably 7th, which is progressing, isn't it? But
oh, no. Yeah. I literally bite your hand. Who would you sign if you could sign one player?
Kuna.
You'd have him, yeah?
Yeah, me too.
Okay, I like that.
And I don't think I'd have De Gea back. There's a lot of talk about that yesterday, but that ship sailed. He struggled for us, so...
We've got to sign a goalie.
We've got to move on for him on that.
Someone said to me yesterday, I was thinking, like, he's... I know, but he's kept enough clean sheets. Cheers, lads. Have a good summer.
So long as the keeper...
See you later, mate.
For me, as long as the keeper's not Aaron Ramsdale.
Or...
Fucking no.
Not Andrew Lennon. Yeah, as in Pinkford, I mean, like, you could do... We have been better defensively. That's a positive, is it? Right, shall we... one reason why I should keep the mag down then. Well, people should support them. I will with people.
Because it's about the community and it's about... It's about family.
It's about the wind and the rain.
It's a family feeling. It's a family thing. It's... Without you, Barney, without Nathan, without Nick, without all the other sellers, Duncan and Finlay as well, and everybody else that's sold, without this community, I don't even know where we'd be, me and Zayden, you know what I mean? You've helped me from the dark times.
You've helped us.
Well, yeah, but it's all about helping each other, though, isn't it? You've helped me from the dark times, you know, which I really, really appreciate. You're just keeping that going, and obviously, as I keep saying on my tweets and my social media posts, is one of the oldest fans, if not the oldest fans in the world. We can't lose that. This is football heritage. This is football culture, UK fan football culture. We can't lose that.
I know everyone's switching off, but we're about 100 down, and Nathan always... Do you have confidence we'll make it?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
so... that we're about 100 down from this time last year, so like we're 237. Anyway, enough miserable itis. Here's a question. Last question to finish the year's podcast. End of season bit comes on this next. What's your give us a buzz, give us something to smile about? One thing, it doesn't have to be United.
That today's the last game,
yeah,
and I've allotment. Got a summer of allotment,
yes,
to do, yeah,
and everything's a month ahead because it's been so sunny. Everything's
although I've not
ahead.
Been obviously my mum's been there, I've not been for a week because I've been away, so I'm dreading how much weeds I've got to catch up with. But
and talking of weeds, we're about to see a few. Is that 3 hours time
for me though? It's just about seeing the next young crop maybe coming through. There's some cracking players in the 18s and 21s to come. People, obviously Shay Lacey's been injury bound again this season, but he's one to watch. Morehouse, which I'm surprised he's not had any game time yet for the first team. People are panicking. Oh, I'm going to keep that record of youth going, you know, throughout match days, you know. But I reckon we will be doing, because
I didn't mention that. Bloody right.
The Morehouse is coming through. He's probably the best ball carrier I've seen in the whole of the club. That down to the first team as well. Excellent ball carry. The Fletcher brothers are quality as well. There was some reason to be hopeful and hopefully
reasons to be cheerful.
Cheerful. It's just, and obviously, as I touched upon the women's side, yes, they lost the FA Cup final to Chelsea as well. But Champions League football for them, if people want another route to watch European football,
well, that's what I feel.
Cheap as chips as well.
Euro ways.
Get behind the women's team.
I think a few are contemplating it. We're going to have hopefully a weekend in some Almeria where Nick loves. All of us is like a thing. So, right. D Ream saying things can only get better.
That's my scene.
So, all right. And if not, we'll be in the Championship in 2 years' time. Fucking bring it on, new grounds. Take care, everyone. I don't want these to be the last words we ever say. Supporters. Cheers, everyone. But take care of yourselves. Get in touch if you're feeling low in the summer or anything like that. It will get better. And it's like, it's better than still not doing all this. It's still better than not doing all this. So, take care. I love you all. Bye.
Yeah, I haven't.
So
been here
I'm
since.
Joined by
Tim Murphy,
whose 60th birthday treat is to come and see our last game of the season defeat against Aston Villa. But you look excited.
That's what I'm expecting. When I've come in the past, we've always managed to win. So I'm hoping my little streak continues.
Oh, that's
here.
Good.
Yeah.
And you're excited. You
know, yeah. I mean, it feels a little anticlimactic at this point. Given the way the season's gone and Wednesday night went. But it's great to be here. It's been, last time I was here was the last game before COVID shut it down when Scott McTominay 2-0 win against City.
Oh, fair play. So where did you watch Wednesday then?
Well, you know, we were actually traveling from the States. Some of it was in the airport television. Some of it was on my phone. So I still haven't seen the entire
match
yet. So were
you kicking chairs, whoever was next to you?
They were wondering what was the matter with me. Yeah, they were going to call the paramedic.
What do you make of the season?
Oh dear, I don't know. Words can't describe it. You know, I
What's the
where's the biggest problem, do you think?
Where is the biggest problem? I don't, you mean like on the field or off the field?
Well, both. I mean, it's like multifaceted. This is, and there's a digger, a lad who just walked past and said it might be the best thing in the long term. You know, it doesn't paper over cracks losing Wednesday, so we're not in Europe. And, but there's so many areas.
It really is. You know, it wasn't for lack of some of the money spent, the recruitment. So I don't know. Some of it seems like, I don't want to give up on the players.
No.
But something's missing. I do back Amorin, yeah, still. You know, you got to give him some more time. I know we were 14th when he took over, and I think with a win we could possibly get back up there to 14th. But, yeah, it's just been horrible. I mean, I didn't live through 74, the relegation, before.
But
so.
How did United, obviously you know your knowledge and your history, how did you become a United fan? How was that?
I think because I have Irish roots, I think Roy Keane first, you know, obviously great tradition of Irish players playing here, but I think it was Roy Keane in particular that, and then, so.
When was your first visit?
My first visit here was 2016. Van Gaal was the manager, and we beat Arsenal 3-2 with Rashford scoring two goals. So I've been very lucky.
Yeah.
So if today's rubbish.
And where's the nice part of Europe you're up to?
We were down in Wales because we hadn't been there before. But we're off to Amsterdam and Copenhagen after this.
Oh, Copenhagen. Yeah.
That's what everybody tells me. I've been dying to go.
It's great, the food and the cuisine. One thing, sorry to hold you, but I've been all weekend, so I'm knackered. Bilbao. I went to a dude, Erwin and Pallister, who's speaking their first MAGA next season. But they went, and it's been bugging me ever since. My mood is like. But they went, Robbo, two things. Robbo had team meetings. They drink, so you can't do that now.
Yeah.
But on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
So he'd call the players. They didn't have to attend. Okay. But there'd be sometimes fights, there'd be scraps. And he said, Robbo's thing was, we sort it out before it gets to Fergie.
Okay.
The second thing was Erwin and Pallister, the diplomatic belt, went, who in that dressing room, when we lost, eight of us were fighting each other. And he went, who apart from like Bruno, maybe Maguire.
Maybe Maguire, yeah.
Is doing that, you know. And I know that was in a unique team, we can't.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I wonder if also players have changed in a relatively short, whether you can even do that with some of the young players that have come up that sometimes seem a bit coddled.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
No.
But,
what's your favourite part of a match day?
Well, everything from the game itself, of course, but walking around and maybe getting it to the local pub before the game, but the whole experience really.
Well, I hope you're buying them a good 60th birthday pie.
She has.
So thank you for
wonderful.
Stopping
yeah.
and for buying the mag as well. I really appreciate that. So happy birthday. When is it?
It's actually happened already.
Oh, all right. Okay. So this is the postman.
You're right.
All right.
Yeah,
enjoy
the
it.
Highlight.
See you later. Bye bye.
Well, they're playing the same.
Yeah.
Thing,
all right. Hello, everyone. This is the end of season pod that will be recorded before Aston Villa and then but come after the Aston Villa bit, which will be short and sweet because I can imagine 1-2 Villa, 1-3 Villa, everyone. We've just clinked glasses because the season is over nearly, so that's horrible feeling that the satisfaction you get is the joy. One of the most joyful things I have is it's over. So this is in the wake of a long journey back for a few of us from Bilbao. Mine was I left, 6 o'clock the alarm went off in the hostel, we'd had 4 hours sleep, so it was £30 an hour for a bed where in the lift down Shane said look at that, and there was big warning signs saying if these creatures did you see it?
Yeah.
If these creatures come into your room or bed, don't worry about them. And it wasn't bed bugs,
it
was
like women or
it was like
they were like
1 inch
beetles. They were like big.
Yeah, yeah.
And they said, don't worry about them. They just want a warm environment. So they're not getting any warm environment here.
No.
But £30 an hour, like, got back at 11 o'clock, train delays. It is what it is. It's not like, oh, we did this and we're bigger than anyone. It's just like a guttural punch in the stomach that Jim's just said, and joined by Jim and Niall, the usual suspects next to me, is like, it's what we deserve this season. It is what, like, how can despite the highs of Lyon and that, this side do something different? But just like overriding that we didn't turn up at all, and like the pod before, if you've listened to it, it's like Spurs plan B was score and then just defend, and they thought they could get away with it, and Hoyland picking on him, the young kid, the price tag's not his fault, but that 22 years of age, that responsibility shouldn't be started. That's a massive mistake. Amarin made multiple mistakes that game, but you know, 5 minutes in, if the defender's got Højlund in his pocket, you know it. Like, there's no changing of that game in any game all season that you think, oh, Højlund might get this, because, and I don't, the header's just, that's unlucky, that could have gone in, and then, you know, but Garnaccio is a youngster, so youngsters do act immaturely and petulant. Oldies like us act immature sometimes. I had a debate with a Red on the train back last night. I don't disagree with him kicking off, because when we say that they don't care, if a player, yes, if he's up his arse, kicks off about not playing, thinking he can change the course of that game, which he might have, then go for it. Because obviously the manager doesn't fancy it. But the point made previously, who does he actually fancy in that side? Because if it's Dorgu, yes, he's physical, yes, he's athletic, but he started okay. But like everyone, you know, Matsarahi dragged him down a level. But the only things you can think of are Yoro and Maguire in a final. Massively, massively disappointing. So, Phil, your journey was a nightmare too.
Yeah, journey was a nightmare. But like you said, it's not. It's there's no claims of anything. It was actually quite good fun, other than the football, as usual, and the train delay. And coming away on that train the next morning, one of the things was, I hate not scoring. Particularly when you go through, I'd rather lose 2-1 and have that one moment, fall over the seat, hug your dad. Not your dad, my dad. You know, all that stupid stuff. You know, or take it to extra time, anything. It was just so bad.
It was actually dull, wasn't it? It was a poor game.
But then why could we expect different when two teams who've been atrocious play out?
But you hope that players would be up for it. You know, forget all formations and this, that and the other. It's a final. Yeah? Be up for it. And I didn't feel that United were at it at all. I mean, I think the team selection wasn't right from the beginning. I'm not sure about Mount. I know everybody loves him in terms of managers and coaches and this, that and the other. Højlund shouldn't play because he's a goal scorer and he doesn't score goals. Garnaccio should have been on, and definitely he should have changed it sooner. If he'd started with that, by half time you could see what was happening. You could see that Spurs were going to spoil, hold back. And he should have changed it. You know, bring people on. And, you know, you said you thought Maguire. I thought Yoro was most probably. And Diallo in the first half. I mean, he had the beating of Destiny, whoever.
Yoro's shown big balls all season. He's a young... But we've overplayed him. You know, like, he took the penalty at Arsenal. He's really impressed. But we'll damage him because, like, he's played 10, 15 games too many.
Why wouldn't you play Ugarte? You knew they had Bissouma and whoever. Players who were going to run, going to knock you around.
But I don't think he fancies... Fourth time in... I don't think he fancies you, guy. I don't think he fancies... So, like, Sorry, Jim.
To your point, Barney, though, that I made the point to Niall we were walking around earlier today. I think it's just as important, if not more important, who they get rid of this summer as opposed to who comes in. Yeah. He's got to figure out who he actually still wants there and who wants to actually be there.
So where did you watch it?
I watched it in a pub near the airport before I flew out to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in the USA.
What did you make of it?
It was just as they said. It was poor. It was poor all around. I thought that if Xerxes was fit enough to play at all, should have just started out.
Yeah.
And then if that was the case, then maybe Højlund could have done something later on as defenders tired because he is physical. But I thought that he probably should have played Xerxes, probably should have started.
Has this given you any doubts on Amarin?
Not really, because what are we going to do? We're on the same gauntlet, you know. You're going to do the same thing. You have to stick with him. You can't possibly be in a situation where
you've got to stick with him because, I mean... this time last year, we had a discussion, and we were talking about Ten Hag, and I said, get rid of him.
Before the final.
Yeah, even if we won the final, he had to go. But I think there's something about Amarim. I don't know whether it's because he's quite an attractive bloke or.
But this is what Nick
is. Yeah,
what is it about him? But also, I think when he talks, and you know, he's really calm. Yeah, there's an honesty about it.
But Mourinho had too an honest approach, and then he fell out with all the players. You know,
but he still has something to prove, I think.
Yeah,
Amarim has something to prove it on a level where Mourinho didn't have the same.
I don't like him pacing and just squatting on the thing, like up and down, like a nervous bear in a cage. I don't like that. I've never. The one that the United fans. Absolutely bloody incredible, like the effort that everywhere you went, and Shane made the point, you could not describe that bus station as we walked through it both times, 2 o'clock in the morning and then six, seeing a bloke just in a shop like huddled, looked freezing. I thought, poor soul, and it was raining so heavy that. But also, on the whole, you know, we always have a couple of knobs, but on the whole, Samat's thing is treat the winning and defeat as the same imposters, and United fans on the whole, and I do think it's maybe because we didn't leave the ground going, you know what, it was, we knew we were beaten.
Yeah.
So there's no what ifs on that game. It was, we handled that game like the Spurs fans were sick. But my dreadful fear at the end of it, really dreadful fear I've had for 2 days, and I want to switch off, I don't want to think about it, was suddenly we are in such deep trouble that next season's going to be as equal, awful, hard slog as this.
Yeah.
And we could be on a new process by January. I can see all this happening. And we are so damaged now that everything we touch is broken. Like, Cunha, I know, like, he's decent. Me, myself, I would like that. You've got to go with someone who can score in the Premier League. Like, I think we should have been all over Bowen years ago. I'd go all out for Eze instead of Cunha. I think, like, I'm happy with the gamble with the lap.
Why would Eze come to us when he's playing in Europe? Why would he?
Yeah.
What if United
but then that's
to offer?
Sad.
We've got to offer now this second round of the Carabao Cup, haven't we?
What, you're away?
Yeah.
That's, Wrexham.
That's our
Red Sail.
That's our only thing now.
Knocked
now
out by Shrewsbury in July, where Inanna makes a late and light flat.
Well, I'm hoping Inanna's not with us, because I think...
Yeah, but who's going to buy all these poor players for nothing? You know, like, we're going to get people. Nuts from them. And then it'll be like an Inter Milan will go, we'll offer you on loan, we'll give you 2 million. So we're stuck in this. He'll be back for June. I mean, how many players? We've got Tyrone Malacia coming back. I'd forgotten he was even like existing. No, but you know, like Rashford's going to come back. He's got to deal with that. The issues of, do you remember when Rude came back for a week and he'd fallen out with Fergie and it was all spiteful and like, there's all the, and like, United damages everyone it touches at the moment, including us fans, you know, like, and we still turn up and like, and that's probably the where did you what you didn't you want
me you know what Barney, I made a stupid mistake 3 months ago and booked my airfare at the same time as the match. So I watched the first half of the match at home, left for the airport, checked in and boarded a flight at 6 o'clock, so I missed the second half of the
could
match.
You follow it at all on
MUTV on the radio? Yeah, so my wife Tara, she's at home watching the match, giving me updates and whatnot. So I was on the plane by 6 o'clock and I was in Frankfurt the next morning.
You didn't miss much.
God, fear for the two people either side of you on that plane though.
Just one person, because I was business class.
Okay.
But yeah, no. But
why is he kicking the chair? And
well, no, the thing about the match, and I don't know if I messaged you or not about it, but I was worried about starting Casemiro in this match particularly. He was all along in Europe, he did well, but this is more of a Premiership match and he couldn't cope with it, so I was worried about that. I think Ugarte should have played, to be honest. And I you know, of course, you spoke about Hoyland already. I don't even think we needed a striker. We should have had another player in places.
Yeah.
Might have been Xerxes. It could have been Mount or
but
someone.
But it worked for Ten Hag for four games at the end of last season, and everyone knew it. This why? So this is, if Amarin is this gifted young thing, why didn't he see what everyone knew?
Well, he's got blinders on, so I think.
But that's a worry,
to be honest, right?
So you know, like, let's. I don't want to go the Nick. You know, fair enough, Nick. Yeah. He's never gelled with him, but it is a worry now. Like, you had, this is where you earn your keep at United. You. It's Spurs, you know, like, not in that, it's, but it's Spurs.
But they didn't have their best, they didn't have Madison, Kulishevsky or whatnot, so We pretty much are our top team out there, almost.
We might like Richarlison covered ground covering. I mean, Richarlison showed more energy and appetite than probably four or five of our players. And there's a player who knows his manager doesn't fancy him. And the one thing where you said about the cup final last year, every single Spurs fan, where we were, myself included, a bit blinded, that, oh, give Eric, come on, he's won the cup, he deserves his chance under a new structure. Every single one of them said, so happy, so giddy, Ange's a nice bloke, he's got his moment in the sun, sacking Monday after the parade. So they had a more, this is Spurs fans with a more brutal approach than us. How was the one day trip?
Not as bad as yours. I mean, I thought it was pretty bad, but...
What time did you get back?
Got back into Manchester at 6 o'clock. We actually got onto the into the airport, landed earlier, but we had to wait about 20 minutes till somebody found some steps to get us off the plane, which is a typical sports break, to be honest. Not very good.
At least you had a proper pilot. I quite qualified today. They announced it at the end.
Did they?
Yeah, they said, oh, and congratulations.
I'm glad at the end.
Just landed his, this was his test flight.
Well, you didn't want to hear that before the flight, did you?
Everyone's going off shaking his hand. Well done. Yeah. I'm like,
ah. Well, the plane we flew with the number one Polish airline, Enter.
Right.
And I mean, that bit of it was good, the flight and everything.
Did you have to traipse back to the fan zone up the hill?
Yeah,
after the game?
Oh my God.
What was that like with a defeated...
It was very quiet. It was... it was... Because it was a real climb. I was absolutely knackered.
Someone said it was up Kilimanjaro.
Yeah, it felt like that because you'd lost. But the overall, compared to your journeys, mine was okay. It was really expensive. And we knew that, like, at Manchester Airport, parking, like, £95 to park overnight.
Jesus Christ.
And that was not near the terminals. That was like a 10-minute coach ride away. Yeah. Oh, it was just...
Does anyone with the Ganaccio thing, I'd much prefer... I don't know, maybe I'm... But him... Rather than the platitudes of, you know, like them all coming out saying we bounce back together, a united front, I'd rather someone's honest about that.
Right.
Does anyone disagree?
No, not at all. I don't disagree at all. I think we've had so many of these, the Instagram post of someone saying we go again and we're so sorry about what happened. Spare it. I'd rather somebody be honest and say,
why didn't I play?
You know, why didn't I play? We're shit. I could have made a difference. I'm okay with that. I have no issue with that at all.
Yeah, because he
probably should have played.
Yeah, and he will feel badly treated, won't he? Young lad who felt that he's offered a lot and looked for most of the season, other than Bruno, and we talk about Bruno in a minute, who had a really, really poor game,
really,
and that was one of our problems.
But in a way, that's not Bruno's fault, because we've relied on him for so long.
Right. Yeah.
He's going to have a sub game, but unfortunately, it was a final.
But Garnacho, you know, all this talk about him and Mainu going, I think that's really sad, because these are lads that you've brought through.
We always knew Garnacho was going to go. It'd be Manu that really upsets me. Especially because it'll be another, like, in 2 years' time under a new manager that will go, well, maybe I wish we'd kept Manu.
I have a slight issue with Garnacho. Yeah. I think I can understand his frustration and things like that, but I think his family are an issue.
Oh, his brother. Yes.
And the way that things have been dripped out, that's just symptomatic of him and being a problem.
Isn't that systematic of young footballers being knobs? Look at
probably.
Like Brandon Williams. We were the duty of care United have is another issue, but we've been just warning and gossip in the mag back for about 3 or 4 years about Brandon Williams off the slippery slope, you know. And and now he's faced with real life fucking consequences.
But this
with
is
it.
The thing that a lot of these kids.
Yeah, but that's
going back
United
to like Ravel Morrison and people like that.
United doing about it. That's United.
Well, they're doing more, but are they doing enough is the other, you know. And right, on a point of, you can have too much emotion. Tom, do you want to chip in?
Just about. I've missed the conversation.
It's good to zone out of this. But you can have too much emotion at United, but you can also have not enough. And my issue is, you know, in the consequences of more staff being laid off today, again, like, message someone today, they're safe. They knew they were safe for a few weeks. But the overriding, as we've got in the mag, please support the mag, is what they're dealing with now is resentment. You know, the booing when they came on the screens here. And that, if you've got on the shop floor, resentment is a very tricky customer. So if you've got your Brailsfords and your Roaches who are here just as a job, it's not emotion, it's not, you know, caring about United. It's a CV box tick like Kenyon, you know, I'm at Manchester United for ego. You've got to have heart as well here. And my thing is, what Ineos are doing is, they might be bringing the best in class, and that we still have to wait and see. But when you're getting rid of so many United staffers who care about United, you could have real issues that it you know, the family part of it went years ago. They don't care. And on top, you know, also on why I'm so angry about what happened on Wednesday is, it's not in isolation. It's on top of the worst season, the senior, you know, it's on top of the worst treatment of United fans we've known in years. Yeah. And I said to a Spurs fan, and he said, my God, that's awful, Whiteside binning his tickets. Mm. You know, for all you cannot, a 1985 cup winner is not renewing their season tickets and not getting actual personal treatment off United, who United use their photos, you know, for, to promote, who use the history. Yeah. And you're treating that. Is I really hope, this is where my love-hate with United is at the moment, I hope those 500 seats that they fill next season are full with such utter clowns, it becomes such an embarrassment during games that the TV cameras will pan on someone with a cereal box on their head, or they'll pan on selfie sticks being thrown in Amarin's face when it's one all in, you know, against a big
team.
Will they
give a shit if they're paying £1,000 a ticket?
They won't, but that's you lose your point. So we've lost our heart. We've lost our direction, we've lost our heart. And this is supposed to be the end of season, you know, like pod. So it was meant to be. You know, I had questions for this. What's been your moment of the season?
Bill Bow coming back.
Yeah. Sunday night.
The semi-final. Leon in that game.
But that's that's how twisted that United in all this can still do moments like that. Yeah.
That was my moment of the season too, Brian. I was down in Key West, and we had the match on at the end of the day. I think we were down. I said, Basso, I'm turning this bloody shit off right now. And he started watching it. I went to the bathroom, and then we scored. We scored again. And we scored again. Sorry, Barney. But
you can swear on
me. Fucking hell. I was like, what's going on here? Yeah. That's the most awesome part of the season for me. I didn't even see it. So, to be honest. But it felt damn good, though.
My moment of the season will be the full-time whistle on Sunday.
It's over.
But I spoke to you 2 years ago. You're here now. You must still like.
I'm still buzzing off. No. Still buzzing off it when we got in.
We don't come
for
football anymore.
No. We really don't. The football matters very little anymore. It's the people that I've met and the friends that I've made and all around the world.
Even us.
Even you. Even you.
Did you see my highlight of Bilbao? Was meeting Barney by chance in the Guggenheim Museum.
Weren't we been civilised?
And spending an hour or so with him just wandering around.
We saw Jackson Pollock.
And that as well, and later on in the... Yeah,
and then we talked it.
Yeah, and then... Yeah, but as you say, that's what it's about, isn't it? It's about what surrounds it.
Correct. Someone said, my cost, you know, like I went the long route to try and save money and ended up just ridiculously daft. Right. Is that someone said, do you regret it? And obviously I'm tired and all that, but I, many facets of it being with you after the game, I had 2 hours before the game where we were going to get in early, but I ended up with John Wozzer and Nick and we'd lost people. But it was 2 hours I'll treasure for the rest of my life, because we were talking, we weren't even talking the game, we were talking life, you know, families. It was just, and then the most impressive thing was, and it must be tenfold for when United played Bilbao, is that on the walk to the ground, all the locals were out. As it was a carnival. They were filming it, they were taking photos, they wanted to be part of it, they weren't going into the game. And it was like, I took photos and I was just like, how good is this? And maybe I got lucky, I didn't see any aggro, I saw Spurs fans getting on really well with United, vice versa, that I just thought, this is beautiful. And then we served up that Jackson Pollock.
My moment of the season then was going to be the after the game, you singing Dennis Law songs in that bar, because
well, recorded it on the pod. I got some of them.
But there were Spurs fans coming into that bar, and they were a bit like, "What's going on?" They were joining our party.
They were going. Yeah. They said, "You've lost." Like, and we said, "Well, what can we do? Can you hide, or do you just sing United?"
Still have fun.
And it makes you feel better singing United. You know, like being a bit daft. Player of the season.
Well, it has to be Bruno, doesn't it, really? Early on, I thought maybe Diallo would have... until he got injured, he was looking good. But it's got to be Bruno. Yeah. I can't see anybody else, really.
Yeah, I think it wouldn't be churlish to not say Bruno, would it? Because of the amount of output we get from him.
I think Euro has been young, outstanding prospect. I mean, it's in like Ahmed's missed half the season and he's our second best player of the season.
Yeah.
What were you going to say about Bruno then, about the final?
At the final, I just thought, I mean, maybe it was because of the tactics, but I just thought he didn't look comfortable at all.
No,
I mean, most of his passing, I mean, it just wasn't going to United. And then that's the other thing about United, isn't it?
Though,
But you sit there and you watch United, and it's so slow. It's slow, and it's almost too deliberate. It's that bit about, and this is maybe the coaching. And he said, "I didn't want to come until the summer. I didn't want to come in the middle of the season because I need to do all these things." So he's going to get the summer. He's not going to have any European games during the week. So he's got lots of time on the training ground.
He'll have no excuse.
But at the moment, it looks too stilted and predictable. You see that ball comes from there and it goes to somebody it goes over.
Danny
to
Murphy made the point, I know he's a twat, but 3 weeks ago, match of day two, there's no variation to United's play.
And you can just see it back, let's go
sideways.
And
mix it up, don't be predictable.
But then we've been Ten Hag could be similar to that. We've, you know, like five at the back, four at the back.
But in the terminology of the day, there's nobody breaking the lines, is there?
No.
There's nobody. A Euro trying
to... No one breaking from midfield and making
go
a
go through and doing something...
Correct.
Like Maguire's been doing all season, like half the season, going forward,
but
getting on the wing.
He has actually looked our best player.
I think he'd be in the top three for players of the season, to be honest. Yeah.
His redemption arc, and it's so United like. It's like a little.
Yeah,
it's like another big.
Barney, his redemption arc is only in Europe. In the Premier, in the Premier.
No, I don't. I think he's been good.
No,
in
the Premier. And I also think
it's funny when we talk about the likes of Garnacho, and then you say, but he buckled down. He's had the captaincy taken off him.
Never
heard a word. And I think he's done. I think he's had a good season.
But you see, I think that the real problem, and I know it worked in a couple of games earlier, but him having to go frog and get in everybody's way. Everybody, I mean, there was a bit of the end was there where Casemiro and somebody went an overhead kick, and it's like, you're getting in each other's way. And that was that bit you were saying about forcing it.
Yeah.
Just calm, there's plenty
of... Well, you do want, I mean, the age old, what do they do in training? I mean, like the set piece coach.
Why do you need that? If all, what have you been doing during the week without practicing?
Yeah, yeah.
And in that final, every fucking set piece was absolutely dire. It went really
Spurs. Yeah. Spurs' keeper is not very good.
No, put it on
and
him.
And we didn't
put it on him.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
And it just kept going wide and long all the time. Yeah. It was.
But this is where it's the modern football. Who would you have as your player of the season?
I was going to say Bruno before the match. I'm going to have to say still Bruno, just because he didn't play the best match in the world. I think still think it's Bruno. There's no other player, to be honest. Ahmad had a good season as well. Garnacho finished off strongly. Maguire. So I don't think there's a top player. I think Bruno would be my top player.
Probably with... I mean, he's got us out of the shit so many times.
Yeah,
Tom.
Yeah.
Top player of the season?
Yeah.
For me... I'd have to go Harry Maguire, purely for the hate he's received for so many years and the way he's bounced back from it, which I haven't seen anyone else do. Yeah, he's a good defender.
Yeah. And I would say Bruno as well, but I would tell you that before he got hurt near the end, I thought Diogo Dalot had a decent season.
You know, for all his faults and limitations, he does care, and that's a low bar. But at least he cares, you know. Like, and what will I think on Sunday? We'll see, but I'm sure there'll be the farewell tour of the fucking rock band of Ericsson and Lindelof. But give the fucking kids a chance. If I want to wave at someone, I'll be long gone by the lap of dishonour. Yeah. You know, like, why was Lindelof playing 3 of the last 10 games? Why? Why was he playing league games
really
when you may as well give kids a go?
We put Amas and Fredriksson in, and they both played really well for the few games that they played, and then they sort of went backwards a little bit, and I don't...
Apropos of nothing, Rhinestone Cowboy is such a good song. I've been listening to that. It's listen to it, people. Get it on Spotify. Because I just thought, I haven't heard it in years. Rhinestone, like a rhinestone, like a no, like a rhinestone cowboy.
What?
No, rhinestone. It's my pronunciation. Don't use that. It's so brilliant. I literally, I walked before I saw you at the Guggenheim. I walked with Bill. Yes. We can't play it more than that.
Royalty.
No royalties.
It was in the bar. You'll listen. I know no one's going to listen to the pod from Bilbao, but it's on a Thursday morning, knowing that we've got up at 6. We've had the coach where everyone was just bleary-eyed. The Spurs fan who's had to go all the way back to London, getting in at 7 o'clock this morning for it, that we sat in a bar for 3 hours as I just stared at coffee. And there's bloody no regret no more, and I'm thinking the mood of the music they're playing. I'm just going to run in front and like, just take me now, someone, please. Right, worst moment of the season.
Well, it has to. I mean, recency bias, but it has to be Wednesday, doesn't it? Because we had so much hope. Yeah. Even when they put up 7 minutes, we still have that hope, even though we were looking shit, playing shit, and you think, yeah, there's still hope. And that has to be the worst moment, I think.
I think it's the worst gutter punch, but I think, like, the losing whatever here in 9 games, the just general drip.
But
losing 17 or whatever it is, 18 now, stop looking at the league.
But to an extent, some of that, because I said to Phil, it don't matter because we've got this final.
Yeah.
It didn't matter. We weren't going anywhere in the league. It didn't matter. And I know, you know, it's horrible.
Every game
to lose,
should matter.
But yeah, but it, because we had this final. Yeah.
And, well, we were ridiculous.
Yeah, but then
the
word, you know, like, oh, at least he's played a strong. Maybe if he's played a strong team at Chelsea, that'll be the team, you know. And then, like, what was the point of it? But the relief. How sad. And maybe we need relegation. You know, my darkest moments, maybe we need it to reset the whole club and get rid of the Glazers. I'm sorry, but if Leicester had started their form 5 games ago and we were going into the last game, and that is madness that we now, you know, 17th or 16th, we could be seriously flapping for Sunday.
No question.
You know, like, we have got away with this season in a way because it's not a 40-pointer. But will we get away with that next season? And that's what. Sorry, that's my headspace after Wednesday.
We will go.
What you think we'll climb the league? This is a one-off.
I'm not sure this is a one-off, but I don't think we're as bad as the bottom three.
Correct.
I think you play with what's in front of you and some of the motivation and stuff that's gone out of the season. If we were in a relegation battle, a real one, then maybe it would be different.
Well, what is it? 16 of our 16 points have come against the bottom.
But that's what I mean. So it's like, we can't say, oh, if Leicester started this later, because you would play differently. Wouldn't be different. No.
Any worse the season's different?
I think it still has to be Wednesday, but the whole season of the whole has been shit, so...
Getting used to losing constantly is the worst.
And I do feel like Ten Hag was a decent man. We knew where it was heading. And he'll have a smug, you know, like Moyes had a smug thing that, if they'd have kept me, we might have won Wednesday. You know, like he'd have thought, that's a, you know, most impressive sight of the season is the white asparagus in Saint-Jean-de-Luz, which were bigger than my dick. And I thought, how have they grown those?
Just to start with.
3 inches? 3 inches?
Who would you... I'd say, like, I called... I don't get much right in football. I called Ollie Watkins on this pod about 4 years ago. I think... I get the point about Udeze come here, but I think you need proven... Stop looking...
But,
you know, proven Premier League players
why
who get
would
goals.
People come here at the moment?
Well, Delap will come. I think because he's relegated, he's in the championship. Even the championship, you know, like, come on.
But Newcastle and others will go in for him. And if I had a choice at the moment, you'd go to somebody like that, who you feel are on the up, where there's positivity.
But is he going to play regularly?
You look at what's happened to all these players that have come to United over the past 2 or 3 years. They've all gone backwards. Yeah. No, I can't think of... anybody at the moment who we've developed. either Ten Hag or with Amorim. You know, like Hoyland. When he first came, and he thought, oh, well, and we'll give him a chance, and it's the system, and it's the... But he's gone backwards.
Yeah, no, definitely. But that's how United
there are
can
too
eat.
Many of
United
them.
Can eat a player. You know, like, Onana is a thoroughly okay goalie at Inter Milan.
Yeah. But we're good with his United, feet. Good with his feet, which is why we got rid of fucking De Gea, who was a fantastic keeper. Why?
Because he'd made so many mistakes in that build-up to the cup final. West Ham, he was on his down. But I think the argument can be De Gea had to go, but we could have got better than Onana. And you could get better. Who's the keeper, like, bog standard in the Premier League? I see him every game. Forrest. I see him most games.
Well, Forrest is Matt Sells.
Yeah, he's all right.
Forrest is a really good example of it. I think you're talking about what we need. You're talking about who's not going to come. Was it Gordon McQueen who said 99% of people want to sign for United and the other 1% are liars? Yeah. I think we are glamorous, we're still huge, we're still... You look yesterday, it made me laugh. Coming back on the train, I'm looking at Sky Sports News, top four stories, Man United. Did Spurs win a trophy? They've just won a European trophy and all the stories are Man United. People do want to be here, but we have to think about what that looks like, because I don't think signing superstars is going to work. I think we're going to have to accept...
Well, who would you sign then? So this is a question. If you could sign one player, mine is Eze, 100%.
I don't even know. I would start with the keeper, actually. I think he's been
so
poor.
Then who would you get?
He doesn't do anything. I've got somebody who used to work in the coaching setup who still thinks letting Dean Henderson go was the worst thing we ever did. And I know he did a lot of chat afterwards, he was saying that letting him go was just the stupidest thing ever.
But then I've never seen a player like him move sideways for two of the goals. But I will say, overwatching that goal, I've watched it, I was so gone yesterday, I watched it about 20 times in a row. But he jumps over
and the ball was on the ground.
Yeah, it's like he does things that are so weird for a goalie. He jumps over.
But
like,
it's not just that. I don't think he inspires confidence. There were a couple of things early on where he flaps and he misses and he doesn't judge it. Yep. Now, if you've got somebody behind you who's doing that, you don't have the confidence, is why you then trying to do things, cover it in this way. Whereas if you were really confident about him coming and, in his
Casemiro
area.
Casemiro
on the right going. He did. Yeah, but, and that's the issue. I don't know who is out there.
Who would you sign? One player. It's got to be one that you think, oh, he'd be all right. Right, think about it. Anyone?
I'm not thinking about any players. I think in three positions: keeper, attacking midfielder, and a striker.
Yeah.
It could be Cunha, it could be Gear, whatever his name is, right? So I don't know if he's too old or not, but he plays Emerson's system well, and it's proven. He scored a lot of goals this year as well. So,
but I like Bowen for me. I just think he wouldn't go now.
Yeah, he's got the hurt.
3 years, and he scores every season 10 to 15. Let's see, if your players are chipping in as well as Bruno. I mean, I don't want to get carried away with that. On the aside of there is always a downside to finals and big matches, that a few Reds were dipped, missed connections, missed flights, have had to pay hundreds of pounds. So there's the downside to that, is them personally. So I hope you're all right, because I've heard a few stories of people getting dipped, getting done over, so that's the thing.
I got done over by Sports Break.
He
charged me £900.
By Ruben Amorim, who promised me the glory days again. And now I am fearful.
I keep singing that and go, no.
Well, some of my lot hate it, but right. Martin McCutcheon.
Oh!
McCutcheon. Scored a goal against you. What's the story?
Well, she's very attractive, so I might have let it in.
Where and when?
I was playing for my team, and I would have been about under 11s, and it was half time at EastEnders versus Northwich Vicks Legends.
Hell.
And so at
half, we get all the celebs on this.
Northwich Vicks Legends, and they brought out. It was at Vicks, which doesn't exist anymore. It's not still there, the ground. And they brought out 2 5-a-side goals for the female actresses to have a penalty shootout with my team.
I'd
be goalie. Right. I was young. I mean, I'm not a goalie anymore. Although if I had won a ring, I saved Patsy Palmer's.
Jesus.
But I let my team cut the score.
This season is so bad, I'd probably prefer watching that penalty shootout.
Honestly, why don't we just bring Phil in and Onana out and Phil in next season?
The only time he was any chance for him, some scout came round and said look, they wanted to find his dad. And they looked at me and said, no, he's never going to make that 6'5" that we need.
And we're like, you've got to have humour, you know, why do we keep coming back for more? Because, right, now you, Jim, have 30 seconds to sell me on yoga.
Okay, well, it'll clear your mind. I do it early in the mornings, and it sets the tone for the day.
Well, you look well and happy.
Yeah,
so
I'm very happy. Yep.
The days I do it, feels better for it.
Oh yes, much better.
Even a decrepit, like rancid body like mine.
Yes.
Could.
There's no starting point where you have to be to start doing yoga. Right.
I wake up at 7 o'clock every morning. Jimmy Emiliani
wakes
up like 4 hours before me. He's posted 5 times at the yoga. So
it's true.
No, he's a legend. From 2 years, you look really well.
It's done.
You have to be supple.
No.
Because when you see us two walk,
really anybody can benefit from it. I had to do it because I had to have surgery on my back years ago, and but it's been a godsend.
But for meditation and all that,
my mind, it helps me clear my mind before I go to work, and it's great. I would advise everybody. And listen, after this season, every United should be simply getting into a yoga studio.
I say, the young me would have taken the I had 10 minutes in the garden earlier, and then suddenly I just
thought,
I can't wait for the fucking season to be over. I will, on a question for people who've survived this long, and I know you would have probably not listened to this, but if you have, we've done 43 podcasts this season instead of 34. Have we done too many? This is a genuine question. So let me know on a tweet or a message. Is that too many? Because it's 10 more. Or have you stuck with it? And it's like, because sometimes there's so many, I know, like the figure. So if they have, the other thing, I don't want this now, our words here, to be the last ever you ever hear of us, of all of us. Yeah. So literally, we got. No, I don't mean I'm like. I mean, Red News. I mean, Red News not being here, that we are still off, you know, and there's 69 days, so it'd all end, and I don't want it to, and I know, I hope we'll get there, but please, if you occasionally listen, if you just think, I want fanzines to be there, it's £28 UK PDF or £45.50 print, so please, please.
Well,
like,
Barney, to your point, I had mentioned to Niall on the earlier this afternoon, I said, you know, I'm going to get a couple of,
Well, you support.
Oh, I do. But I'm going to get some for some of our friends of ours that are back in the States. I'm going to buy a couple just so we can get.
That's
just
really
keep it going.
Kind.
Because I will tell you that I've told you before, you're doing the Lord's work. You're keeping a voice out there that is constantly trying to be silenced by the owners of that club. And that's what it all comes back to when we talk about how bad this season has been. It's the root cause. I said to Niall.
Yeah, yeah.
I said earlier to Niall, I said, is there a pathway for as much as Ratcliffe and the Ineos people, they've got some stuff wrong, is there a path for ownership? Because as long as they stay there,
I totally agree with you. And like that, I know my editorial, even Shane, is too long. I know that. And I promise I'll try. But if you've got to write about 20 years of the Glazers, and we don't, we're not going to sugarcoat it. You've got to say, I have been told by someone involved that Ratcliffe plans, you know, in the next year, and I've got serious reservations, and we'll keep calling him out like we always do. But the fact that they are still here so much in the final, lording it up, every time they visit, they use Manchester United's name, as Toe in the Water says, they don't even give contact details. It says Joel Glazer, owner of Manchester United, on the business card. And what they can get from that is the cricket franchises and all that, that I don't think they've got the perfect get up now, because Ratcliffe's getting all the stick. And he's making terrible, you know, like.
Correct.
But also, they're now thinking, We're still quids in. You know, like...
I was going to say, why would they go? I mean, no. They sit there and the money rolls in. If I just had to sit here and the money rolled in the way that it does, why would I not keep it going?
And six still goes to Ratcliffe.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's fronting it all.
I don't... And if that's the... I mean, I don't understand the business model where, you know, you can load all this debt onto a club and then you just keep taking all this money. But really, I think most people, if you could just sit here and it rolls in and here's another, you know...
Yeah, no, but it's a sad reality. I say it legal, 15,000 times, totally legal but totally immoral at the same time. But we're fanzine, so, you know, I want humorous stories. Send in your stories, but we've always called it out and we always will. So I don't want, this to be the end of all this bullshit. So please support us if you can. Oh, well, the other day, I've never seen it before, an actual swarm of wasps came in the garden. It's mental, like about 100. I've never seen, like, and apparently that says searching for a new home or a habitat.
Yeah.
And I just went in a very English way, go away.
Did it work?
I didn't shoot, and I closed it. I bottled it.
You walked away.
It was like it was an anti-West Ham ICF 4 to 450 that I closed the doors, closed the windows, and I looked and I thought, my God. And then I just hoped, I don't need to have the go away. But on a serious note, I haven't been very well this season. And there was a point, you know, I still haven't had my bloody results back, but hopefully it's all right. But there was a point in November and December, I was really not, you know, but there was a day in November that I didn't actually think I'd get to the end of the day. I was that, I had such a terrible day. And like, so, you know, on Wednesday, I think, of all the people loved and lost, all the people no longer with us, that would have given their right eye to attend Villa on a Sunday, you know, bedecked in a United thing. I think of so many people and so many people who've lost this. So, like, there's so many arguments about United. There's so many internal arguments. The one thing I've always... especially when I started, when I was 16, it was United fans, you look out for each other. Yeah. You're a United fan, you look out for each other. And social media has damaged that. It was probably heading that way. But you go, oh, I don't like them because of what they post on social media. Mm. But it's not them. I mean, like, you might get annoyed with me endlessly plugging the mag and all that. But it's just a representation of a form of you. And I think what I'm trying to do even more is United fans... will be different. It might be someone, you know, you don't particularly like the way they live their life, but it's not your concern. And like, if someone winds you up on social media, I hope, just try and like see them and think, oh, are they a knob in real life?
Yeah, you're right.
Because we all make assumptions. Mm-hmm. And it's got really sad that so many Reds, who I think might be actually, if they met in a pub, they'd get on, fall out with each other now. And I get there are facets of United support that are here now. We know all I'm talking about. But generally, like, when matchgoers fall out with each other, I just think we don't need... we've got enough... And I was brought up with, we've got enough enemies in the world who hate United fans that we should be more United. Together, so that is my give peace a bloody chance. Right, final words.
Thank God it's over.
And keep the faith to Tom and Clare, who will.
Correct, yes.
That's why we're here tonight. Correct. You know, we've come for the last 13 or 14 years
for
Tom Clare's dinner. Well, it's Tom Clare's dinner for the last couple of years, but and your dinner as well. But that's the only reason why we come. We come for the match on Sunday, just to end the season due for us, right?
So, I wouldn't know Niall without Tom.
Yeah, no.
Simple as that.
And Sharon's done so much.
Yeah, she's an angel. Absolutely,
you know,
angel.
Like, covering with this, that you think, like bumping into you in a copper steel structure in Bilbao that I thought this we hugged, you know, like it's just like that's United. Yeah. And whatever happens on the pitch, we much as we try and influence it, we fucking can't. I wish we could. Final words.
I've signed up for next year, so
bring it on.
I concur, keep the faith.
We're Man United, we're never gonna stop.
And is he bringing right two things? That I've got a couple of mates who have to get they cross the criteria for attending, so they have to go in on Sunday. The poor bastards. Do you think Amarin's going to bring the glory days again? Yes or no? No indifference. And by glory days, I mean
yes.
Winning the league.
Winning the league.
Yeah.
Yes, I think he will.
He'll bring a trophy.
Yes.
Yeah, win the league. Not next season.
I'd better not answer then. I'll leave that to you. I'd better not say my answer. Take care of yourselves. Have a lovely summer, everyone, and support the Mag, please. Take care of yourselves, seriously, and keep in touch. Just message. Always there for a chat.
We love you all.
Yeah, lovely.